So what is the condition for the Lord to fight for us in every single situation? When people come to fight with us, keep silent. I remember a man of God gave me that advice 60 years ago. I was 23 years old. And he gave me three bits of advice. One, never tell your earthly needs to any human being. I followed it for 60 years. Never asked anybody for money. Second, he said, live very, very simply. Don't waste money on unnecessary luxuries. I followed that for 60 years. The third thing he said was, when people accuse you, keep quiet. I followed that also for 60 years. So from my experience, I can tell you, the Lord will fight for you if you keep silent. It's a wonderful promise. It's not something you must just memorize at the beginning of the year and forget about. But please remember it every day. Because the world is full of people who want to fight. That's the devil's nature. Fight, accuse, criticize. In all those situations, you can be in your family. We faced it from family members. Keep quiet. You know that beautiful verse in Psalm 46, the same connection. It's a wonderful verse. I remember memorizing it as a young man. Psalm 46, verse 10. There are many translations of that verse. Here it says, cease striving and know that I am God. And one translation it is, be still or be silent and know that I am God. Or let go, relax. These are all the various translations of that verse. Let go, don't hang on and fight. Relax, be silent and be still and know that I am God. We won't know Him as God unless we stop fighting. There's a beautiful example of that which I've never forgotten in 2 Chronicles in chapter 20. These Old Testament stories have got spiritual lessons in them. It says here that King Jehoshaphat, who was a pretty good king compared to the kings of Judah, kings of Israel, he was the king of Judah. And news came to him in verse 2, 2 Chronicles 20 verse 2. A great multitude is coming against you. Have you ever found that in your life where sometimes it's not just one problem, and a problem comes, multitudes of them come together at the same time. Somebody is sick and there's a problem in the office and there's some other problems with your relatives. All coming at the same time. A great multitude. Sometimes problems come individually. But when they all come together, it's like a great multitude has come against you. And Jehoshaphat is afraid. And we can also be afraid. But what he did was he began to seek the Lord. That's how the fear goes away. And you see in the story how his fear went away. He did not keep his fear. In this world, it is natural to fear all human beings. In fact, if you look at the Gospels, one of the most frequent statements of Jesus was, fear not, fear not, fear not. Even after the resurrection, he told people, fear not, don't be afraid. There are two things Jesus said, don't sin and don't be afraid. And both those things are not emphasized sufficiently in Christendom. Don't sin. Don't be afraid. We have preached a lot in this church against on don't sin. I think we also need to preach on don't be afraid. And how did he get over his fear? He sought the Lord. The fear comes, seek the Lord. And he prayed and sometimes fast and pray. That's what he did. And a message, and he claimed the promise. You read the rest of that, those verses. He claimed the promises. Lord, you promised this, you promised this. You said this, you said this. And Then the Lord, and he finally acknowledged in verse 12, sometimes it's something I always remember, three things. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12. We don't have power. We don't have wisdom to handle this. But our eyes are on you. I preached on that for many, many years. When you're in a problem, say three things to the Lord. Lord, we don't have the power to handle this. Second, we don't have the wisdom. We don't know what to do. But third, don't forget the third one. But we are looking to you to see us through this situation. I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, I don't care what situation you are going to face in 2024 or until Jesus comes. 2 Chronicles 20 has the answer. Turn to the Lord when you're afraid and say, we don't have the power, we don't have the wisdom. Don't stop there, but our eyes are on you. We're trusting you. And then the word of the Lord came through a prophet in verse 15 and 16. Go against them. Verse 17, this is the great verse. It applies to us too. You don't have to fight. You stand still and see the deliverance the Lord will bring for you. Again, don't be afraid. Go out. The Lord is with you. These are verses you must remember in the Old Testament. Some significant verses, like those who honor me, I will honor. 1 Samuel 2:30. And here 2 Chronicles 20:17. You know, if you have the habit of underlining or coloring with red color or something, certain verses, here are some very important verses. I used to do that with my first Bible so that I could quickly look at some of these promises. Powerful promises. You don't have to fight. Don't be afraid. Go forth. The Lord is with you. Think if you can face that the rest of the year like that. Whatever situation may arise, you don't have to fight. We know in the New Testament, Ephesians 6:12 says, we do not fight with flesh and blood. It's a very important verse. I remember in the early days after the baptism of the Holy Spirit, one of the things I found God gave me the anointing to do was to cast out demons and to stand against the devil. And that's the verse that came to me, Ephesians 6:12. We do not fight with flesh and blood, but with evil principalities and powers. And what the Lord said to me from that is, if you want to have strength to fight against the devil, whether it's casting out demons or fighting with Satan in other problems, refuse to fight with human beings. Make a decision in your life. I will never fight with any human being. Lord, I'll never fight with my wife. I'll never fight with my husband. I'll never fight with my relatives. They may cheat me. They may rob me. They may hurt me. They may criticize me and speak evil at me and yell at me. I will not fight with anyone. I will not fight with people in the office. I will not fight with the auto rickshaw driver who wants to charge more. I will not fight with the porter in the railway station who argues with me, or anybody in the world. I will not fight. I will not raise my voice and yell at someone. And the Lord said, if you do that, you won't have power against Satan. So please remember that throughout this year. Every time you fight with a human being, you're saying, Lord, I don't want power against Satan. I want to settle scores with this guy. I want to settle scores with my wife, my husband, my relatives. The Lord says, okay, go ahead. Satan will overpower you. I really believe that Satan overpowers many believers, many of you sitting here in the past, because you have not obeyed Ephesians 6, verse 12. We do not fight against human beings.